Hey girls, welcome to Girl How, the ultimate podcast to solve all your girl problems.
This is Fazana, a law graduate and a digital creator.
And this is Sarobi, a student and a blogger. Listen to the whole of today's podcast to ensure that you are the best girl boss that you can be. In this episode, we'll be chatting all about is makeup for attention. Nowadays, a lot of girls actually wear makeup in a regular basis. Some people wear it every single day and some people wear it in special occasions. But makeup has become such a thing that for most girls or for all girls, it is necessary to have at least one makeup item. However, what is the reason why makeup became so prevalent? Do we really need makeup to survive as girls? And what is the main reason that we need makeup? A lot of people are now also coming out and saying that makeup is for attention. So in this debate, we'll be discussing the statement, makeup is for attention. And in this debate, I will be for the statement, makeup is for attention. And my sister will be against the statement, makeup is for attention. And obviously, as we always say, please make sure to read the disclaimer in the description box below before you start listening to any of these debates, because it relates to all the podcast episodes of this series. So without any further ado, let's get right into the debate. And my sister will be starting with the against of makeup is for attention. Let's get started.
So, hey everyone, so I'm going to be starting with the first statement or the first argument for this about the makeup is for attention. And the first thing is that girls are innately desired, or they desire wearing makeup naturally, because this is actually built in our DNA that we're more likely to be drawn towards makeup and things that are going to make us beautify ourselves. For example, the lipstick, the mascara. And that's why you see that most of the makeup influencers and any types of influencers out there, whether they might be on Instagram, on YouTube, or TikTok, whether there might be any other social media platform, you will see that most of the influencers are girls. I would say probably 90% are girls. And that's why it's very, very important that we realize that actually that's not a bad thing, that makeup is actually something that girls actually innately desire to do on a day-to-day basis, or even a weekly basis or a monthly basis, depending on whatever you can think of. And I think that there's nothing wrong with that, because that just actually differentiates us from men as well, because we don't see men necessarily waking up in the morning and the first thing they think about is, oh yeah, I'm gonna wear this for my outfit, I'm gonna be wearing this, I'm gonna be, you know, glamming up myself with this eyeshadow palette, or this lipstick will match with this handbag, and all those kind of things. And this is what makes us so innately magnetic towards the opposite gender or sex. And we believe that this is how girls should be, because we should not be thinking that some people in the society think that, oh, makeup is for attention. Just because of those kind of thoughts, now we're gonna stop, you know, dolling ourselves up on a day-to-day basis if that's what we really want to do. This doesn't mean that now every single girl should be doing makeup on every single daily basis, because every girl has a different level of self-tolerance in terms of how much makeup they want to wear on an everyday basis. Some girls have 1 minute, some people have 5 minutes, some people have an hour to do it. So I think that that's absolutely fine, the fact that girls are innately desire wearing makeup on a day-to-day basis or whenever they feel like it.
So that was definitely a very interesting point about how girls actually want to wear makeup because it's built in their DNA. Well, in order to respond to that point, I would say that number one, I think that their makeup is not the only way that a woman can be feminine. So for example, I think it's quite unfair that girls say that makeup is part of their DNA, when in reality, if we actually see, for example, like men, they don't really have a way to look masculine in a sense, because for example, some might say that trousers are masculine and that wearing trousers for men makes them a man, but actually girls are allowed to do that. But in terms of the other way around, are boys allowed to wear dresses or skirts? No. So it's actually quite unfair that, you know, girls have so many ways to show that they're feminine, for example wearing makeup, wearing dresses, wearing skirts, and men literally have no way to look masculine or like a man, because girls can also wear trousers and things like that. The second thing that I would also say is that I think that makeup is something that's been built by society. Like, even if, let's say, like, you know, back in the days, like even in the Victorian times, for example, in history, we have seen that, yes, women may have worn dresses. That was like something that was from history. But makeup was something that actually came very recently. So I don't think it's necessarily that women have created this and things like that. It's built in women's DNA. It has actually been created by society. And that's what I would say to respond to that point. Now, I wanted to say my main point for this 2 minutes, which is actually that makeup is not really necessarily for being built into someone's DNA. It is because of something that is being used for insecurities and to hide someone's insecurities. So there have been many reports of with teenagers where a lot of teenagers have reported that the only reason why they wear makeup is because they feel insecure and they don't feel beautiful without wearing makeup, and also because they want to post pictures on social media because they feel peer pressured. So it's all negative reasons for why they're wearing makeup, is not necessarily something positive. So that's what I would say, and that's why, because of these insecurities, they feel pretty and therefore they want to get attention by boys especially.
Okay, those are some good points as well, but I do not agree with them, because one thing that I already mentioned before my previous point was that makeup is what makes us different from men in terms of how we look externally. And I believe that men also do have some ways that they can also actually make themselves feel really masculine, and they feel like that, yeah, I'm a man, I'm so strong. And that is number one, by having muscles, biceps and triceps. We don't really have this with women. Like, women have makeup for that, for example. They want to look soft, they want to look calm, they want to look, you know, glamorized and magnetic and all those kind of ways. But when it comes to a man, it's actually the opposite thing, which is, for example, let's say muscles, having like a fit body, and they go to the gym like every single day, and they're actually building up their triceps and biceps. As I mentioned before, they also have another innate thing about, you know, having a good hair care routine. They also have nice hairstyles, that they use a lot of gel products and all those kind of things. They have a beard to show that, you know, that they're men, because women cannot build up a good beard, because that's beard, that would look so weird. So that's their way of grooming themselves, kind of. And I believe that ancient beauty tips have been there for the longest time. If you see Egyptian beauty, there has been a lot of research that, you know, women and then back in the days were really, really into makeup, because they knew that was a really powerful tool to get anything done in terms of for beautifying themselves, but at the same time for doing other things that comes with it as well, that was not actually planned. For example, seducing the man. They didn't wear makeup to so that, you know, to seduce the man necessarily. They knew the power of it by just wearing it itself. It doesn't have to have a purpose, but that would be generally the effect, which is that the men will be like, oh my god, we cannot wear makeup, so these women wearing makeup makes us different than us, which means that they're so attractive and they will be drawn to us all the time. And yeah, and we also in the social media, who wants to post a picture of them just woke up in the morning and they just look like this? I don't think anybody wants to do that, and that's absolutely fine if teenagers want to wear makeup and show off the best self.
So, okay, so your main point for these 2 minutes was the fact that, you know, men do have their own way of looking masculine, for example, growing biceps and triceps. Well, in my opinion, I think that it's quite sad that men have to, for example, do all the exercise and do all these things, whilst women simply have to buy makeup and just put it on. And it's much, much easier to put one or two layers of makeup on your face every day in comparison to a man who has to go to the gym for 2-3 hours every single day to build their biceps. And I think that men building their biceps is also actually healthy, because you're getting fitter in the process. Girls wearing makeup is just unhealthy. It's not really benefiting you in any way, except you might even get acne from having so much makeup on your face. Now, you also said your main point was that in history, makeup was something that was very prevalent in the Egyptian time. And I think that the reason why a lot of women used to, for example, put lots of white powder on their face, like I mentioned, Victorian times, is because it was for survival. So the prettier you looked, the more likely you are going to get a groom, and the more, and if you, for example, you got a rich husband, then you're set for life. You'll basically live in a rich castle and you're more likely to be well off and have a better quality of life. And if you didn't have makeup and you basically looked average, then you would have the opposite lifestyle. So, you know, I think makeup was more for survival, but now in this day and age, it is becoming because of attention. And it's kind of the same thing, which is my main point for these 2 minutes, which is that makeup is now being used as a sort of hierarchical, you know, thing. So it's being used to actually be put in a hierarchy. So the more makeup you put, this is my like logic, the more makeup you put, the more beautiful you might look, the more praise you will get, and therefore the higher the status. So if, for example, you're on social media, the prettier you look, more people will compliment you, and then you'll get more followers and likes, and eventually you might become like Kylie Jenner, who has like millions and millions of followers, and you'll have a better lifestyle. So it is being used for attention and followers.
Okay, so those are really okay, I agree with some of your points, but I believe that ultimately we know that makeup makes you feel really confident about yourself, and it also makes you sure that even if you have some kind of discoloration in your skin, the whole point is to basically make sure that your skin looks very even. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, showing that, you know, you're trying to take care of yourself and you're taking care of yourself by wearing makeup whenever it's needed. And we're not saying that we need to do bridal makeup every single day before you leave the house, but it just means that just making sure that your color its skin tone is really nicely neutralized, is more than enough to make yourself feel confident and feel pretty about yourself. Now, you, one thing that you mentioned about is the fact that the acne misconception, because I believe that I've seen many dermatologists who actually spoken about this, the fact that just because you wear makeup doesn't mean that you necessarily get acne, because there's no really direct causal correlation between the more makeup you wear, the more you're going to get acne. Because if that was the case, then every single influencer out there will be literally with acne pimples every single day. We'll be able to see it. But I think it's mostly about something that is genetic, and that's something that cannot be controlled. At the same time, I feel like if you wear makeup, I think it's true that you're going to get more respect for all kinds of people, and it walks with your life. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that if you have a higher status because you're wearing makeup, because who doesn't want to live a happy, healthy and easy life where they're getting everything in ease rather than actually going out and working hard and not getting respect from people, especially let's say at work. Because just because if wearing makeup actually makes other people treat you well, they respect you well and give you gifts and all those kind of things, whatever that might be, I think that's a really good way to live your life without any kind of hard work, because that means that you're getting everything at your disposal and you're actually appreciating all those things. I don't think there's any person in this world who will be like, yeah, I want to get this, but in a hard way. I want to get it, of course, in an easy way. And that goes anything in life, not just makeup.
Okay, so some very new points there, but I would say the number one about the thing about if it's discoloration, if you have, like, for example, discoloration or anything in your face that you might want to fix, or you might want to just, you know, make it a little bit more even, I would say that this comes, I think, down again to inner work. Because if you accept yourself the way you are, then you wouldn't really care that, oh, like, today I have 5 spots on my face. And remember that any discoloration in your face, anything on your face, is not a sense of your self-worth. So again, a lot of teenagers, they don't want to go and heal inside. They don't want to go and fix up their self-esteem, and they use makeup to basically hide from their low self-esteem and to get that temporary validation attention from men. And secondly, I would say that about influencers who don't have acne, well, they have really good skincare products. So influencers can spend up to thousands of pounds on their skincare products. And unfortunately, teenagers who are watching these influencers, they do not have enough money to go and afford skincare products. So yes, they buy the drugstore makeup, like from Superdrug. They wear this makeup and then they don't know how to treat the skin properly, and they eventually get acne. Whilst influencers who show these makeup products, they also have backed up makeup artists with them, dermatologists with them in the back, and they don't get acne because of that. So it's very unfair that teenagers wear makeup for attention and they don't know how to take care of their skin as well. And makeup is for attention, because you said about how, what's wrong with getting attention, you wearing makeup? Well, that's the main point of this whole debate, that yes, makeup is for attention and is only to get a higher status, is only to get more praised in society. And yes, even though there's nothing wrong with that, it's sad that girls have to come to this extent where they need to use makeup and they need to do a one-hour makeup routine every single day to feel that validation. And my main point very quickly is the fact that makeup is not a form of expression, but rather it is a temporary form of attention. And the best way to show that is the fact that no one wears makeup at home, because you're not going to get attention at home. Everyone wears makeup outside, because that's where all the boys and that's where everyone is.
I don't think that's true, because some girls actually do like to use their makeup even at home, because they want to beautify themselves. And whether that might be, you know, wearing just a simple mascara or just a simple foundation or a BB cream, whatever that might be. I think that there are some girls around the world who also do wear makeup to make themselves really feel good about themselves. And there's nothing absolutely wrong with that, because you can always look professional with strangers and both at home at the same time. And I also think that, yes, I agree that you need to start with your inner work to make yourself feel good about yourself and feel worthy, confident about yourself. But I think that if there is a way to do it straight away, the best, easiest way is to start wearing makeup. And I think that can make you feel really confident at the same time. And now I know that you're gonna say that, oh yeah, it's not a free regime because you need to go and buy the products and stuff. But if by just simply wearing makeup every single day can start make you feeling like you're worthy, you're good, you know, it's not like, I feel like you're taking makeup as a plastic surgery almost, like, oh my god, you're changing your whole face, your whole body and everything like that to make yourself feel good and to make yourself feel worthy. And it is not a permanent thing. It's something that you only wear for a few hours every single day, and then you come home and you take it off. That's actually a form of self-care at the same time. So I don't think there's anything wrong with starting with external beauty first and taking care of your external external beauty, and then the inner work, the internal beauty will follow naturally, I believe. And I also think that why should girls not look beautiful with makeup? Because I believe that girls who do wear makeup are beautiful, and also the ones that don't wear makeup, they're also beautiful. Now, if you're going to be wearing makeup, the wrong type of makeup in the wrong setting, I know that in that situation, it may look wrong. For example, let's say a girl wearing a bridal makeup to college. That's not going to work. That's going to make it look like that you're doing it for insecurity purposes. But a girl wearing a simple 5-minute makeup to college, uni, or workplace, or she going out with her girlfriends and stuff, I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
Okay, so I would say that to respond to that point about how you said that, oh, what's wrong with having a quick fix in sense of like wearing makeup if you're not feeling worthy, obviously, again, you said about how self-esteem is important, but you can wear makeup as a quick fix. Well, in my opinion, I think that it's not really a quick fix because, yes, you pointed that right. I'm going to talk about the money. It's not a quick fix because thousands, hundreds and thousands of pounds get spent. And there are so many. I have personally a friend who, she actually desperately wanted to learn makeup. She used to watch makeup tutorial after makeup tutorial trying to learn how to do makeup. She tried to spend her savings on makeup. I know a person myself in my life who has actually spent hundreds of pounds on makeup during their teenage life, and they say that they have regretted it to an extent because they they just spent so much. They could have used that money for something else, like their education or investing in themselves or buying courses. So makeup is not a quick fix. It is something that is compounds over a long period of time, and you know, you should not think it is a quick fix at all. And the second thing is the fact that I don't really understand the philosophy of how you said about, oh, like, you know, there, like, you know, you can obviously a girl wearing a bridal makeup in college will be inappropriate, but a 5-minute makeup will be fine. Well, how can we as a society judge what type of makeup is right for what setting? Because some might say, for example, in my sixth form where I go, there are some girls who wear fake eyelashes, and some might think that that is completely okay. But for someone else, that might think that, what are you doing? That fake eyelashes is so much, like, you still look like you have a lot in your eyes. So it really does depend from person to person. So I don't think that's what is really appropriate. And my last point for these 2 minutes is the fact that beautiful things do get attention. So you beautifying yourself, you enhancing your features with makeup is simply telling the universe and telling the world that girls and boys look at me because I beautified myself today.
Okay, and my last argument for this podcast episode or the discussion would be that makeup definitely enhances your features and beautifies yourself, but it is something that at the end of the day, which is very fun and creative, and it actually makes us different than men, which I already mentioned before in one of my points. But at the same time, as you mentioned about, you know, the teenagers, you know, they end up spending so much money and stuff. At the end of the day, these teenagers have a choice to actually click on these videos. It is not the influencers that actually telling them that, oh yeah, come on. They're not begging. The influencers are never begging any person to actually watch their videos or learn their skills or buy this product that they're going to be sponsoring and stuff. It is ultimately accountability. It is something that every teenager does out of their own will. Nobody's coming into their house and saying, you better watch Nikita Dragon or, you know, I don't know, any good makeup influencers like James Charles or anyone like that you need to watch the video they got uploaded. They are the one who subscribe to these YouTube channels. They are the ones who follow these Instagram pages. They are the ones who follow this TikTok video. So and there's nothing wrong with an influencer making money and actually sharing their products that they're using or they're not using. That's their choice because it's ultimately their page. And I think that makeup sometimes is a really good way also for a girl to make themselves very comfortable and very confident in themselves when they're in a setting, as I already mentioned before. So ultimately, my whole point of this 2 minutes is that teenagers have a choice. In the same way, adults have a choice to do certain things, whether they want to drink or not drink, for example. Teenagers at that age also have the choice to consume whatever they want to watch on social media, and nobody's actually forcing them. So now if a girl that is quote-unquote insecure about herself, about her skin and stuff, and she now goes and buys from Boots, Superdrug, or any other place their makeup products, which are really out of their budget, the influencer, let me tell you, is not telling them to do that. It's their out of ultimate choice and accountability to actually do this for themselves.
So, okay, that was again a very interesting point, but I would say that first of all, you didn't really address my point about how can we judge as society which makeup is appropriate for which setting, because everyone is so subjective. And I think that just shows how makeup is so warped. It has a very warped view in society, because we cannot judge whose makeup is right and whose makeup is wrong, which is why makeup all in itself is for attention. And the second thing about how you said about how teenagers have a choice, well, I think that's the whole issue, because the issue is that people in Instagram and YouTube, these influencers, they wear makeup, they're getting followers and likes, they get attention. Teenagers think that, oh, if I want to also feel like, you know, if I want people to call me beautiful, if I want people to get, you know, to compliment me, all I need to do is just go on YouTube and Instagram and also start posting videos or just wear makeup on a daily basis and people will tell me that I'm beautiful. So a lot of people actually start having this philosophy. So it is all about, you know, peer pressure. And because they see that people on YouTube and Instagram get attention, so surely I will also be able to gain attention by wearing makeup, which is just not really the right system to live by. And the last point that I would want to say for these 2 minutes is the fact that there was actually a quote in a TED talk once, which is that if all women, and I don't want to quote it word by word, but it was along the lines of, if all women were confident in themselves and were secure in themselves, then the beauty industry and, you know, the skincare industry, all of this would die out, I would say within practically a few days, and we would basically lose a lot of money as a whole world, like worldwide. We would lose so much money because skincare, makeup, you know, all drugstore makeup, all of these things, they all have so much money coming into the economy. So yes, influencers do have to make women and girls insecure so that more girls buy makeup, more girls buy skincare products, the economy increases, and therefore the rich people are getting richer and the poor people are getting poorer, unfortunately. So yeah, that was basically our little debate about makeup. I know it got a little fiery and it got a little bit deep, but we really hope that you have enjoyed this debate. Do you have any last thoughts and ideas to say?
Not really, but I feel like that if you feel that wearing makeup every day is something that you like and that's your standard, that's absolutely fine. But don't judge any girl who says that, you know, I don't need to wear makeup every single day, and don't think that she's actually lazy or anything.
Exactly, but as we always say in these debates, we never say our own opinions, so this is just our unbiased debates, as you have read in the disclaimer. So thank you so much for listening. If you would like to share your thoughts on this topic, please let us know in Spotify, in the comments box on Spotify. It's basically where you can share your ideas, and we hope you enjoy today's debate on makeup is for attention.
We really hope they have enjoyed today's podcast episode.
If you're excited for our future episodes, make sure to subscribe or follow our podcast platforms currently on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts.
You can also check out our website, zurbiscribbles.com, for extra tips and tricks from us.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll hopefully see you next time.